fun event happening around town, around the area. The village of Mount Corey is turning 150 years old this year. And some folks have gotten together to put together a sesquicentennial celebration, which will be happening this weekend. Mike Noggle is among those who have had a hand in putting all of this together. And you were saying before we went on the air here that this all just kind of came together almost organically, like people are sitting around saying, hey, it's 150 years, maybe we should do something.
Yeah, maybe we should do something about that. About 6-8 months ago, things started germinating, but it's just been in the last couple months. The committee that it just made up of volunteers. There's not even an organization putting it on. Mm-hmm. Has been putting together what we hope is going to be a very enjoyable day. God has provided us with beautiful weather. It looks like
it's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
And it should be a fun day. We got a big parade kicking it off at 2 o'clock, going through the village, and then everything else all the way up to about 7 o'clock or so will be out at the park.
Okay, so give us the rundown. You mentioned the parade. What else is going to be going on?
Big parade at 2 o'clock, and it took a while to even figure out how to say sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. Yes. That is a big word, yes.
The 150th, it's easier. Anyway, we have craft booths and food trucks. There's going to be a chicken barbecue, but that was all pre-sale tickets.
Okay, all right.
But we are having food trucks for those didn't. But we had almost 500 tickets sold for that chicken barbecue.
Wow.
So, and that was just within like the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty crazy and wonderful. Live music, we have a band called Mixellaneous that's actually local out there in Mount Corey.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, they won a Battle of the Bands over in Cary not too long ago.
Oh, very cool.
But they'll be there from 4 to 7. The Hancock County Sheriff K-9 unit is going to be out there doing a demonstration at 3:30. We're hoping an air ambulance will be able to be there at 4:30. They will be unless an emergency call comes in, and obviously they have to take care of that. We'll have bounce house and kids games for them. The touch a truck's going to be out there. We'll have other booths, craft booths, and 50-50 raffle and things that gifts, baskets, and other prizes that you can raffle put in and get. And then at 7 o'clock will be the opening of the time capsule from 1972, the centennial, the 100th.
Oh, how about that?
I think we found it.
Now, we had the story a few days ago about, I think it was upstate New York. They were having a sesquicentennial celebration. They didn't know where the old time capsule was. They knew it was there somewhere, but they weren't sure exactly where. They had to keep going to try and find it. Was that something that everyone knew was there? Did you find out, like, at the last second?
No,
they buried time capsule 50 years
ago? No, we knew. Because there was quite a big deal done in 1972 for the 100th.
Yeah.
But at the 100th, they still had second and third generation families still there in the community.
Sure.
And, you know, Grandpa built the building down the street, or Uncle Joe had the store.
Yeah.
Well, in the last 50 years, a lot of that has changed. So you have a lot of new people. I've only been out there 2 years myself.
Yeah.
I am serving as pastor at Mount Corey United Methodist and Pleasant View United Methodist. And I got involved because Pleasant View, which is just 3 miles outside, people are familiar with Union Township, or right across from Clymer Cemetery out there.
Mm-hmm.
Their 150th year is this year also.
Aha.
So we're doing some plans, and there'll be some things coming up in October. But the Mount Corey Church, which is right in the center of the village, was built 147 years ago.
Okay.
So if we've been there 147, 150, we should probably be involved.
Yeah. and that's kind of how all of this sort of came about, that, it's 150 years. And what does that say about the community that, so many people kind of got together and said, well, we need to do something, and then made it happen like that?
It's been interesting to see it come together and how once people heard what was going on, wanting to help or wanting to contribute or wanting to be sponsors or something like that, it's been rewarding in that regard. For those on the committee, it's a little stressful. You think, oh, my Lord, it's Saturday. Is this all going to come? Well, Saturday's going to come and go whether we're ready for it or not. So,
that's right.
But it should be a wonderful day. Mount Corey has rarely seen big events like this, so this would be a fun time to celebrate the community.